And this is how we fight our battles. We fight our battles through worship, through praise. If you'd remember your Jehoshaphats, they did exactly that. If you'd remember your Joshuas, they did exactly that. The worshippers would be at the forefront, sent Judah first, and the house of Judah would go in and just worshipping the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. And so, sometimes we get to that point where words even fail us, but this is where we just have to praise the name of the Lord. We put on a garment of praise. And then the enemy will not know what hit him. And those are awesome sounds coming there from Michael Whitaker Smith. And the title of the song is Surrounded, Fight My Battles. And before that, the Vine Music featuring Mahalia Buchanan, God Can, reminding you that your God is able to do it. And he's able to do it exceedingly abundantly above all. So even what your mind is thinking about, the level of which you're thinking is nothing compared to what he's going to do. He's going to blow your mind. Just keep trusting him. Just keep believing him. Just keep looking unto him and worshiping him. It doesn't matter how difficult that situation is. It will bow. It will bow. Alrighty, then we are connecting to the Department of Social Development. Do remember we're talking about services that are offered at shelters, but not just any shelter, but those that cater for that minister. I love that word more. That minister to those who find themselves violated. So these are about victims of gender-based violence and crime. We're going to take Sicelo Moya. Pastor Sicelo Moya says, solid rock. And then we're coming back with social development.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the Broadcasting Code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community.
Connecting you with Christ. Download our app and listen to our podcasts.
And he is our solid rock. We depend totally on him, the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. He's more than our an unwavering support. He is what we depend on. He's our strength. He's our stability. He is our source. And reliable and trustworthy through and through. So emotionally, spiritually, physically, mentally, we are holding on to the solid rock, which is our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, the Ancient of Days that we were talking about. Gave you the sounds there, Pastor Sicelo Moya. Sicelo Moya says, solid rock. I'm honored at this current moment in time to be talking to this beautiful queen. On the other side, you know, family, I said that we are today looking at the services that are offered in GBV shelters. And one to talk to us this morning is our beautiful queen, Osis Ziyanda Macala. Ziyanda, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Thank you for having me today.
Do they sometimes call you Z? Z?
Yes, you know that they are called me Z.
So if I'm like, if I just come and say Z, oh, don't be alarmed.
No. Please go ahead, call me Z. My colleagues call me Z.
Oh my. So let's start to explain for family members of Radio Pulpit what a shelter is.
Thank you so much. So basically what shelters, specifically shelters for GBV, are, they are defined as residential facilities that accommodate victims of gender-based violence and that of crime, as well as their dependents, providing short-term intervention for a period of 1 to 6 months, depending, of course, on the needs of the victim. And then shelters also promote and fulfill rights to freedom, security of the and the security of the victim.
Okay, Ndlovukazi, let me just disturb you right there. I need to fix this because I want us to hear you very nice. Wherever you at. So let me just do this. I'm going to drop this one, but call you quickly on another line okay. just now. It's just now. Alrighty then. Let's connect to Ziyanda again right now. But yeah, let's just fix this. I want you to hear Ziyanda very well and not miss out on a thing.
Radio Pulpit is more than just a radio station. We're a community. For over 40 years, we've been a trusted Christian voice, bringing God's word, encouragement, and hope into homes and businesses across South Africa and beyond. As a community radio station, we depend on your prayers, support, and partnership to continue broadcasting life-changing content. Together, we can build families, equip young leaders, and share Christ's message with the nation. You can support Radio Pulpit through once-off donations by way of EFT payment, Zapper and SnapScan, monthly debit orders, or even by leaving a bequest to ensure that this voice of hope continues for generations to come. Visit www.radiopulpit.co.za for banking details and QR codes. Stand with us because Radio Pulpit needs you to survive and thrive.
Tunambe ukuyihamba nawe le ndlela yobomi. Hlala umamele, tyelela ku Radio Pulpit.
We are back again with Ziyanda Makala on the other side. And yes, my family, we are looking into services offered in GBV shelters. And my queen, you are still explaining what a shelter is, especially the GBV shelters, what they are all about.
So, like, yes, maybe I should just start over for the sake of clarity. So, we as social development, define shelters as residential facilities that are accommodating victims of gender-based violence as well as crime. And we don't only accommodate the victims of crime, but we also accommodate their dependents, providing short-term interventions for a period of a month to up to 6 months, depending on cause the victim's needs.
Mm-hmm.
And then the shelters promote and fulfill the rights of the freedom and security of the victim.
Mm-hmm.
And we try as far as possible to support and have transformative programs that that are aimed at restoring the rights and equality and the dignity of the victim. So we also try to incorporate and realization of social economic rights.
Mm-hmm.
In all ways that we try to enable that the victim is ready and at the exit, they are able to start their lives over violence free, basically.
Maybe if we can just clarify this part of who it can accommodate, because you did mention that for a period of 1 to 6 months, would be accommodated with their dependents. Please explain further on that for who can be accommodated in the shelters.
So basically, different people can be accommodated at the shelter, specifically women and their children.
Uh-huh.
Their children must be below the age of 18.
Okay.
That's how the South African Children's Act defines the child, anyone below the age of 18. The LGBT community, men and their children below the age of 18, people living with disability. Of course, when it comes to people living with disability, it also depends how severe and the type of disability they have. So basically, it is everybody with their children that is their dependent, but uh-huh. they must be below the age of 18.
So, in terms of people with disabilities, is it people with disabilities affected by GBV? To be specific, just to find out about that one, that clarity.
So, not necessarily. It would be everyone. For example, if I was born with a disability or
uh-huh.
somehow in life I got a disability, I do qualify to be in a GBV shelter as long
oh.
as I'm affected by GBV or a crime.
Okay.
Then I've got the right to be in a shelter.
And the services?
Provided my disability is not so severe.
Okay.
And it can be assisted in a shelter, and I can live independently in a shelter.
Yo, what if it's severe when Ziyanda?
If it is severe, we've got other facilities that can definitely assist. So we would then refer to a relevant facility.
Okay. So tell us more about the services and programs provided at these shelters.
Okay. So obviously, when we have victims of GBV and crime, we need to assist them. We provide counseling or psychosocial support services. And then, as I've mentioned, we accommodate our clients from as little as 1 month up to 6 months. And sometimes it depends on how severe the cases are. Sometimes it can even extend up to 12 months. And then in the facilities, we assist and we develop these skills, we've got skills programs. We refer to other stakeholders. For example, if I am admitted in a shelter and I am also abusing substances, for example, then I would also be referred to a rehab. So we've got that. We've got life skills and vocational skills. Mm. And then we've got services for children. For example, we would refer the child to an ECD or a nearby school. Mm. And we also provide counseling for the children because, as we know, whatever happens to the parent, the child may be affected by
of
it.
Of course.
And then we also assist our clients to open cases and protection orders if that is what they would want. And, of course, if they have to go through court, we also prepare them. So we do court preparation within the shelters as well.
So how can one access a shelter?
Okay, so because the shelters are a safe house, we do not necessarily share their contact details.
Okay.
We do not share their addresses. But you can locate a shelter by calling the hotline.
Yes.
0800-428-428. That is a GBV call center, the command center. Mm-hmm. It is operating 24/7. Or you can SMS *120*7867#.
Mm-hmm.
Or, of course, you can go to your nearest police station. In our police stations, we've got victim-friendly rooms, which we call VFRs. Those victim-friendly rooms can then refer you to a shelter or assist you to locate your nearest shelter. Or, of course, if you do not have a phone to call, you can't get to the nearest police station, try then your local Department of Social Development office, and they will then do an assessment and assist you to be placed in a relevant shelter.
So the question that one would have is, are we protecting a scenario where everybody will just be walking in to the shelter unannounced?
Yes. It's very common. Some of our clients or some of the people who say they are clients would come to the DSD offices. We would have to first do an assessment because it is very important to place the beneficiary or the client in a relevant shelter. So some of our clients are not necessarily victims of GBV or crime, but they are homeless. So after the assessment, it's then when we will place you accordingly. We've got homeless shelters and other shelters, but our currently, obviously, we're talking about just GBV. So we, after the assessment, we will determine then which shelter will best suit your needs.
Okay, that makes like really great sense. Mm. But what should you bring to be admitted to the shelter? Say then that the police station says, no, you definitely need to be in a shelter or the Department of Social Development. Or after calling the number, I don't know. I'm also asking myself what are the procedures. But what should you bring and what are the procedures after calling or getting to the police station or the department?
So it is important that you bring an identifying document, if possible. Of course, not if you're going to be escaping from your home, if it is that dangerous. It might not be always easy for you to take all your belongings. But it's important to bring your ID or your passport and your birth certificate and a school report and a medical report. And please, if you are planning an escape, try to hide it. on the okay. perpetrator so that they don't try to stop you or follow you to the shelter to put your life at risk any further. So we just need identifying documents. Medical report is important because sometimes people are taking medication and sometimes not easy to just take all your medication. So we would then refer you to the nearest clinic or hospital so that you can get further treatment. And then with the school report, it's easier then for us to assist place your child in a school if they've got a report card.
Okay. So
it's important to have these identifying documents so that should anything happen to you, we are able to identify you and link you to your next of kin.
Okay, but now say the person escaped without even any of the documents because the situation didn't even allow for them to grab an ID or a birth certificate or report card. What now? Mm. What happens?
Mm. So we don't discriminate. We don't discriminate because we do not have those documentation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you escape, and obviously if it's a dire situation, the last thing that you want to think about are those documents. Mm-hmm. We will still admit you. Obviously, then we would have to take you for medical assessment, which is the J88, but we do that at the hospital. For the sake of your health and to make sure that you are in a position to be in a shelter, and if you need any medication, then you would issue that. If you lose your passport, your identity card, or whatever, we do assist you to go to Home Affairs and remake the other one. So, these are good documents to have. It makes the process easier, but we do not refrain from admitting you because you do not have the documents.
So I'm asking myself this. I remember I was talking to the department in social development, one of the offices that deals with human trafficking. I'm wondering, what if it's a case of human trafficking? Then what? And if it's a foreigner, what should they have? Should they have their they should have their passport as well with them if it's a foreigner?
If the South African Constitution includes everybody living in the country, so if it's a foreigner, you have your passport, definitely can be admitted, even undocumented, as long as you are a victim of GBV and of crime, then we do not discriminate against you. And to come back to your question about human trafficking shelters are accredited. They are specifically for human trafficking. And then it becomes a whole different ball game, which we can explain in another interview. But yes, they must, you will only admit in accredited, human trafficking accredited shelter, not just an ordinary GBV shelter.
Okay, all right. Oh, so if the person called, they will be allocated correctly if they called that number. Okay, all right.
So
it's not advisable for people to stay on the streets, nah? Because there are those ones who will just run to the streets AWOL when there is help like this.
There's definitely help. There's definitely help. It's just people have developed a sense of mistrust in officials and so forth.
But we
would advise that you go to the nearest police station. If you do not trust the person you're talking to, request to go to a victim-friendly group or a GBV office.
Okay.
Maybe it would be easier for you to remember a GBV office. Then when you are in there, definitely, you'll be talking to a social worker.
Okay.
Social workers will refer you. Or a Department of Social Development office, your nearest one. Instead of trying to get assistance in the street, go to the office.
Yeah.
It is safer, and you are most likely to get assistance if you go to the office directly.
I think one of the concerns also is, can family visit those ones who are in these shelters?
Yes, definitely. Families can visit, obviously not the perpetrator, but the families, yes, can visit. However, it is prearranged. It's not just a random visit. It will be arranged. We also make sure that the client in the shelter is ready. We would communicate with the families, the expectation from the shelter. Because there are other people staying in the shelter, mm. we try to keep everyone's identity anonymous because of safety reasons, safety measures. Okay. So definitely you're allowed to visit your people in shelters. It is definitely pre-arranged though.
Alrighty then. Thank you so much for talking to us, Zianda. The numbers again, where people can contact if they need to find a shelter or they need help in this regard.
So GBV Command Center, it is 0800-428-428.
Thank you.
And then, or you can send an SMS at *120*78. 67#.
Okay.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. Can I just repeat that one?
*120. Mm-hmm.
*7867#.
Mm-hmm.
Or your nearest police station, mm-hmm. or your nearest social development office.
Thank you so much, Zianda. Please have yourself a beautiful one. Thank you for highlighting these. And we are so glad to see that our governmental departments are like at work. You guys are. Yeah. Okay. The Lord like really keep you. You are at work, mm-hmm. and sometimes we feel like, what is the government doing? But when we see such things, we realize that you are hard at work making sure that our people are safe. May God awesomely bless you. Thank you, Zianda.
Thank you so much. Stay blessed. Thank you.
And the family, the command center toll free number 0800-428-428, and the. You can also send them a please call me, and the number is *120*7867#. Those are the numbers.
Let Christ inspire your day. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, bringing the Word of God to you.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.